We all have desires for healing in our life, and there is a way to make it work. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We all have desires for healing in our life, and there is a way to make it work. The way that we make healing work is by not healing. It's so easy to say, I would be made whole, I would like to be healed, I would like to no longer have the problems that confront me, I'd no longer like to have the cancer, I'd no longer like to have the tumor or whatever conditions, the cold or whatever we have, I'd no longer like to have it. Now, that's cool. If you remember the story of Jesus and the blind men, he told the blind men to go and put mud on their eyes, and then they rinsed it off, and then he said, now, go and tell no one of your healing. And the two blind men saw perfectly. And the two blind men went and told everybody that before they could not see, and now they could see, and the two blind men no longer could see. Jesus told them, if you do not accept the fact that you are whole, and you keep referring to the fact that you once were not whole, then you will not be whole. You will not enjoy that healing. That healing will not be a permanent experience in your life. It's up to you whether you want to have wholeness be your reality or whether you want to have wholeness be something that is not part of your nature and your makeup and who you are. Yeah, it's just that simple and just that tough. Are we able? Are we ready? Are we insincere? Are we not insincere? Are we sincere enough in our desire to experience our original purity and integrity that we can forget the illness? I often say if you have a spiritual healing, you will no longer remember you were ever ill, for you weren't, and society will not know that you were ill. The medical doctors will not know that you were ill. No one on earth will know that you were ill because you were never ill. And the spiritual healing is you are healed of all ideas about illness, all ideas about ever being ill, and all ideas of experiencing illness. You are whole. You are now on another level or plateau of awareness. Now, when you're a child and you play children's games, and they're wonderful, there comes a time when the more mature games are thrust upon you by your peers. And they want you to no longer play hide and seek. Now they want you to play soccer. They want you to play baseball. They want you to play tennis. They want you to play golf. My goodness. They want you to get up in the big leagues. They want you to be interested in watching the games on Sunday on television, and as we used to do it on the radio. They want you to begin doing these things. I stopped in the gas station today, and I bought some grass, and it was $2.89 a gallon. And I thought, ah, that's great. And the guy next to me says, well, it's going up all the time. I said, hey, that's nothing. When I was a kid, it was 20 cents a gallon. In fact, it was 17 cents a gallon. When I was a kid, it was seven. Now, when I was a kid, do I want to go back to that time with the cars being in their quality of genius at that time? Or do I like the cars as they are today? Do I like the cars with all of their accoutrements, all of their advancements, and all of their genius it's expressing? Do I want to go back to the day when gas was 20 cents a gallon? No, I don't. I'm happy right here. Do I want to go back to the time when things were different? No, I want to be right here because I want to live in the now. And to live in the now, I must not think about the past. I must think about the present. Now, I don't say I must not think about the past, because if I say I must not think about the past, I'm thinking about the past. So I think about the present. Wholeness is thinking wholeness. If you have any desire in your mind for wholeness, forget it. If you have any desire in your mind for healing, forget it. If you have any desire in your mind to accomplish anything in your life at all, anything that you do not presently enjoy, anything that you wish could be, forget it. It will never be. Only when we can have our attention 100% upon the fact that we can see? Will we always be able to see? For when we start saying that our eyes are becoming dim, our vision is losing its 20/20, and so forth, then we are losing it. Every time we look out of our eyes, we see perfectly. We see with our perfect 20/20 vision, or whatever is the ideal vision, and that seems to be the vision of today. Okay? Whenever we listen, we hear with our ideal ears. Whenever we talk with our ideal mouth and our ideal ideas, our ideal thoughts. We look at our ideal body, expressing its original purity and integrity, just as it was originally designed to be and is originally designed to be and is designed to be now and is now. Are you, am I, strong enough to let go of the past? Oh dear, if we could just let go of the past. To let go of the past and no longer linger in it. Put away all the pictures that remind us of the past and have only pictures of today. When we look at our grandchildren today, they are beautiful. And tomorrow they're going to not be 13, but they're going to be 13 and a quarter, you see? Because they've passed that quarter mark. And then shortly thereafter, they'll be 13 and a half. And they do not want to be remembered as 13, just 13. They're 13 and a half now. And so we live in that present. Can you do that? Practice that. For when you practice that, you are putting a cause in motion that is supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. You're putting a cause in motion that is your reality. Now, this is what each of us say for ourselves. If we go to a doctor, we say, I am whole and perfect. And whatever the doctor must do because of that level of wholeness and perfection that we can claim for ourselves, he does. But we continue to say, I'm whole and perfect. We continue to put our concentration on the wholeness of our body and our mind and our being. And as we do that, we are expressing it in every moment of our life. We live in the awareness of who and what we are. We'll talk more about this. It's a very inviting subject, and one that will require a great deal of our newness of thought for the wholeness of our experience. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.